new Democratic frontrunner has emerged, and he's taking the party by storm. But can his grunts and groans energize the left and take back the White House? From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, this is The Topical. I'm Leslie Price, and I've been up all night digesting the news so I can regurgitate it into your hungry little mouths. Stay with us, my sweet little birdies. As the race for the White House heats up, big-name politicians like Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren have risen to the top of the Democratic field. But following the Iowa caucus, there's a new candidate leading in the polls. He's a partially blind, 40-foot goblin from the sewer, and he's energizing the Democratic voting base like never before. His name, Gallon the Grotesque.
What has one eye, crushes cars, and has disgusting, oozing skin? Well, it's the new Democratic darling, Gallon the Grotesque.
I would vote for Gallon because he understands this country and he's the only giant troll running who's strong enough to beat Trump.
Meet Gallon! Gallon smash!
We're joined from DNC headquarters in Washington by OPR's chief political correspondent, Dirk Mullins. Hi, Dirk.
Hi, Leslie.
So, Dirk, we're only a few weeks out from Super Tuesday. Who is this smelly 400-pound monster blowing all the other Democratic candidates out of the water?
Well, Gallon the Grotesque is, as of today, looking like your new Democratic nominee, Leslie. While other candidates have focused in on rhetoric and policy, Gallon the Grotesque wowed the crowds in Iowa with his earth-shattering bellows and his huge hammer covered with giant metal spikes.
Wow, it sounds like people are really energized. How did he overtake a crowded field of candidates so fast?
Well, it was simple, really. Gallon's political strategy has always been to surprise people by bursting through a wall, grabbing whoever he sees first, and then biting that person clean in half. And it's for those exact reasons that the Democrats view this thick and slimy newcomer as their best bet to take down Trump and win back the presidency in 2020.
Right, but these are experienced candidates. How did he overtake someone like Bernie Sanders?
Well, someone like Bernie is actually fairly easy for Gallon to take down. At the last debate, Sanders got halfway through his first question before Gallon picked him up, let out a deep laugh, and then threw him like a shot put straight through a wall, where he then flew over 500 feet into the ocean and was never seen again.
Incredibly dire consequences for the people of our country, and in fact...
Wow, but some are saying that's because Bernie was so much older than the other candidates. What about Warren or Buttigieg?
Well, those two were tougher for sure. Warren barely managed to escape because she used her debate stage experience to hide beneath a podium while Gallon looked for her. And with Buttigieg, well, it's easier to listen.
Tiny man, we pray fetch.
It sounds like Gallon may have adopted Buttigieg as a pet.
Gallon calls him Mr. Ruffles now.
Okay, interesting. So what does the DNC think of all this?
Frankly, Leslie, they love it. Gallon is finally a candidate that they can really feel confident running. Now, his track record is more one of destruction than of sound policy, but right now, that's something the DNC is willing to overlook, mainly because his strength and wingspan is such that he could grab Trump by the hair and feet and rip him apart at the waist.
Makes sense. Now, you mentioned his track record. What are some of Gallon's policies?
Well, it's a little tough to pin down, but here's what we know. He's destroyed several bridges, which may imply that he wants stronger infrastructure. But more than anything, Gallon really just wants to smash things. And right now, people really just want to see him do it.
And what's his stance on abortion?
In favor, so long as he can eat it after.
And as a voter, why should I support Gallon the Grotesque?
Well, if you don't, he'll kill you and smash your family. Ooh. He's also got a well-respected female running mate named Freedia, who is 35 feet tall and has six arms.
Good to know.
It is good to know.
One more question, and it's the one on everyone's mind. Would a Gallon the Grotesque presidency in 2020 be the best thing for America's future?
Honestly, Leslie, who gives a shit?
Great point. Thank you, Dirk.
Thank you.
Well, it's no secret the Boy Scouts of America have struggled to increase their membership totals in recent years, but the organization is looking to turn that around with a new campaign that might just get a whole new generation of children excited about scouting. OPR's Loretta Cook joins us to discuss this new initiative. Hello, Loretta.
Hello.
So what's the Boy Scouts' plan for getting more kids interested?
It's a new membership promotion called You Can Mutilate As Many Dead Squirrels As You Want campaign, and they're hoping it will spark interest of more young boys. Here's what Boy Scouts recruitment coordinator Tim Jones had to say about it.
Like, you can really fuck these squirrels up if you want to. Cut them open with a pocket knife, set them on fire, impale their decapitated heads on a stick. It's all fine with us. Just please, please, for the love of God, just join the Boy Scouts.
And the new campaign seems to be working, with the Boy Scouts seeing an initial spike in membership since announcing the initiative. Here's what a few new recruits said about why they chose to join.
At first, I was nervous because the animals were not always dead yet. But after my first camping trip, I feel confident enough to run a chipmunk over with my lawnmower.
They told me if I made Eagle Scout, they'd let me kill a dog.
Wow. Certainly sounds more exciting than my time in the Scouts.
Oh, I bet. And the Boy Scouts are making sure kids all around the country hear about their fun new changes. Here's a commercial they've been airing to get the word out.
Hey, children! Scoutmaster Dan here. We at the Boy Scouts of America just want to let you know that we will let you do anything.
Anything?
Anything. Think studying birds is boring? Why not bite off its head with your teeth instead? Mutilating animals not enough for you? No problem. Beat a little old lady crossing the street to a bloody pulp with a crowbar. Don't like archery? Shoot some AK-47s instead. Fuck my wife if you really want to. There are no rules. Also, sorry if you get molested.
Yay!
Well, go ahead and sign me up right now. And how have parents been responding to the new list of Scout activities?
Well, most of them don't give a shit what their kids do, as long as it gets them out of the house.
Well, best of luck to a great American institution. Thank you, Loretta.
Thank you.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, if you ask me, that's more than enough news for one day. However, I am contractually obligated to give you all the day's news, so here's what else you need to know today. President Trump's State of the Union address is scheduled for tomorrow night, but has been moved to the Arlington, Virginia Clarion after low ticket sales. The Clarion Hotel is still weighing whether the president's address to the joint session of Congress will be held in their main ballroom or one of several available conference rooms, and would like to once again remind ticket holders that all sales are final. In local news, a beautiful new state-of-the-art PA system was found being squandered on a Lutheran church. The new public address system that comes complete with high-end speakers and multiple microphones was mostly being used to amplify the local church's below-average choir, leading many to call its misallocation a, quote, complete travesty. And finally, some good news from the Center of Disease Control as rates for childhood obesity are on the decline. The CDC's most recent study showed childhood obesity rates plummeting thanks in large part to their redefining of the childhood age range as ages 1 to 2. The study did show, however, that adults ages 3 and up are still fat as hell. Well, that's it for the topical today. I'm Leslie Price. You can join us right back here tomorrow, even if nothing interesting happens. That's how this works. And don't forget to like and subscribe to the topical, because that will allow us to use your name and likeness in any way we see fit. Please review the topical's new terms of use agreement for more information.